Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Thanks for being with us. Beautiful Thursday.
Yeah, man.
By the way, the good weather's back.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Man.
Final hour for us. Lots to get to. We'll let you hear like a good solid 6 minutes of our conversation with Daniel Jeremiah from yesterday coming up at 1:20. Randy's Ramble at 1:30. Anything people need to know about Randy's Ramble?
Right? Oh, yeah. This is the beginning stage of me and Andy being at Cosmopolitan this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, man.
I'm happy. I'm going to be happy to learn about that as well.
Yeah, man.
I didn't have any weekend plans. Sounds like now I do.
You got some now.
All right. And we'll get to, huh?
No, you ain't driving.
You want to roll up to Cosmo Lounge in the 2008 Honda Element?
It's all about appearance, baby. It's all about appearance, man.
I think that'll set the tone right off the bat.
Going to get that thing washed, man. Gonna get it washed.
How do you know it's dirty?
Put some Amarol on the tires, man.
Yeah, you're right. It is. It's pretty dirty. We need to get to the AMA at 1:40 as well. So send us your questions. Any question, any topic. The phone lines will be open at 404-741-0929. Got some great phone calls yesterday. We did.
And then, the calls are great. And then we broke a cockfighting ring.
Yeah, we also may have sent somebody to jail. Well, we didn't, but somebody called in and snitched on them. Great theory, by the way, by a couple of our listeners. What if that was like a rival?
I think it was.
Cockfighting trainer who was trying to take down his rival publicly like that. That would be a hell of a way to play it. Anyway, anything could happen in the AMA, including that, which happened yesterday. Also, do want to let you know, at 3 o'clock this afternoon on Facebook Live, the 92.9 The Game Facebook Live page, me, Mike, Jason Longshore will be talking Atlanta Hawks for an entire hour on the No Swag Shop. We've got the whole first half of the season to react to. Obviously, Lloyd Pierce's firing from earlier in the week, the game last night. There's plenty to talk about as it relates to the Atlanta Hawks. We'll spend an hour on it today on Facebook Live at 3 o'clock. Anything else you want to mention before we do this?
Sounds good to me, homie.
All right, let's get to what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
Brought to you by Cricket Wireless. Get more of what you love. Smile, you're on Cricket.
1:13 remaining. Here's Trey. Left corner, Tony Snell. Three-pointer. Bang! Tony Snell hits the three, and the Hawks take the lead, 111-110.
I just think the way we played, as far as just out there having fun. You saw the ball was moving. Everybody was touching it. It was just, shooters shot the ball tonight. And, although they weren't falling early on, it only takes a couple for guys on this team to get a rhythm.
Yeah, and that seems to be what happened. I mean, the first half, certainly they weren't in rhythm. Second half, they made 15 threes, Randy, and they ended up shooting 47% from downtown. Yeah, they scored 73 points in the second half of this basketball game, came back down 19. Just a really great win, a really impressive, fun to watch, look like fun to be a part of basketball game, and they get two wins to go to the All-Star break. You know, without any other context, and there's a lot of other context, we looked at these five final games before the All-Star break and said we just needed them to win 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Well, they did.
They did. But they lost their coach in the process.
They lost their coach, yeah. So, you know, there's a little bit more that happened beyond just winning 3 out of 5. But winning the final two, winning last night the way that they did, and Nate McMillan now being in charge, hopefully that all carries over to better basketball in the second half of the season.
We'll wait and see. We'll wait and see. And to reiterate what Brian said, it sure feels good to hear Steve Holton be happy on the call. It does.
It does.
It does feel good, man. It does. But, I mean, the more and more they talk, the more and more they're glad that Coach Pierce is gone. Mm-hmm. And you can sit and trade. Ball was moving and all that, like it wasn't moving before. Y'all hit shots. Mm-hmm. You hit shots. Play point blank period. And, you know, it's going to be an interesting thing now because you got one of your pieces back. Gallo is getting more and more in shape, so I'm sure he's going to be on a treadmill and all that all break and everything. Gallo's going to be Bogey's going to be rehabbing and trying to get himself ready in game shape. And then we'll just have to wait and sit and see what happens with DeAndre Hunter. But, I mean, right now this is what you got. So Nate's going to have some time off. He's going to have some time to look at some things and like, okay, so this is – but we talked about it, the biggest thing outside of this team getting healthy is going to be the development of the second unit.
Yep.
A second unit that Lloyd Pierce did not have the advantages of using.
Yeah, and I think that is them getting healthy, isn't it? Like, yeah. It's the development of that group playing together, but it's also having guys that you want to see on the court actually being able to play. And I think, to me, that's one of the biggest differences you've seen the last couple of nights. Yeah, people are happy, the ball's moving, guys are making shots. But, like, Bogdan Bogdanović playing 20 minutes is really good because that means somebody who's not as good as Bogdan Bogdanović didn't play 20 minutes. And that's a big part of why they've lost so many of these games. I don't know if this is true. I can go back and check it, but at least it feels like it. Bogdanović scoring 9 last night and Gallinari giving you 23, 32 combined between those two has to be the best combined performance that they've had all year.
Oh, I would think it was. And I said this earlier in the show, still believe it. This is Gallinari. I think this is best game as a Hawk. This is a whole. I thought he was out there. He was scrapping Andy on defense, hustling, shot the ball well. And I just thought that, you know, and it seemed like he was always comfortable, especially with Rondo, when Rondo was finding him areas to get the ball and just take a shot with, uncontested. But, yeah. They won games, these last two games, the way that my partner Andy Bunker wanted them to win games.
Yeah, differently.
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 They showed Close you that games. They can win different types of games. And last night was the first game they've won all season that was decided by less than 8 points. They won a close one. It was tied with under a minute. And they had timeouts, Randy. Nate McMillan had 2 timeouts left with under a minute. And he called one with 18 seconds. And they all came to the sideline and they got to regroup. And get instruction from the coaching staff instead of just having to inbound the ball and be like, all right, hopefully we do something good. Because that had been the case for a lot of the first half of the season was they'd get into crunch time and they wouldn't have any timeouts left and they wouldn't be able to regroup and they wouldn't come up with anything good. Now, what's interesting to me is the play that they came out of the timeout with was probably what they would have done anyway. They kind of just got it to Trey and everybody got out of his way and he got fouled and they made the free throws, which is great. But yeah, that's a big little stuff like that. That looks like Nate McMillan just has a little bit more of a grasp on how to manage a basketball game because
he's done it.
Coached 1,000 of them as opposed to Lloyd Pierce, who's coached about 150 of them. Some of that stuff shows up. So, yes, hopefully they can continue to get healthy. Hopefully whatever positivity Nate McMillan being in charge brings matters as well. And hopefully they keep winning games because they're still very much in the thick of things in the Eastern Conference. Conference isn't very good right now.
It's not very good. And everything is all jumbled up right there. So you get a 3-game win streak, you might be in a damn 4 seed.
Like, really, though.
if they come
out of the All-Star break and win 2 or 3 in a row, they really might be the 4 seed in the Eastern Conference right now.
Yeah,
because you know who the 4 seed is?
Who's that?
The Celtics, who they beat 2 out of 3 times over the last couple of weeks,
who's very good.
Who's
in the 5? Is it Indiana or the Miami?
I only knew the 4 seed, Randy. Now you're throwing me stuff I don't know.
My bad.
No, I got it. Hang on. Internet's pretty fast. You got the Knicks are the 5 seed.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I don't know if there's a more, like, just out of sight, just wacko, in love, thinking their team's going to win the championship fan base than the damn New York Knicks fans right now.
No kidding.
Oh,
and I'll be honest with you, it's irritating.
Because it's so irritating.
Many of them are famous people because I guess there's just a lot of famous people from New York or live in New York and they're Knicks fans. So there's just these people that either I follow on social media or end up getting retweeted onto my social media feed. It's like, oh, you're a Knicks fan? Great. Yeah. Cool.
It's crazy. But is there any place in this country that people always got to tell you where they from other than New Yorkers?
No.
Does anybody do that?
It's not just like that they're from New York.
They got to tell you
everything.
They
want you to know what borough they're from and what part of it, what block they grew up on. Yes. I don't care about
everybody.
That. I've only been in New York twice in my life. I don't know anything about Brooklyn,
I've been
really.
I've been in New York plenty of times. I'm a country boy from Fort Valley, Georgia, all right, by way of Griffin, Georgia. I don't give a damn about your borough. Hey, yeah, son, we over here from the, I was born in Uptown, raised down. I don't care. You're from New York.
Yeah, trust me. I knew you were from New York because you called me son and you're wearing Timberlands.
And you wearing Timberlands with shouts.
And you won't shut up about the Wu-Tang Clan. Get out of my face, all right? Yeah. I know where you're from. Leave me alone. I don't want to go to the, what do they call those corner stores where they get all their stuff? The bodegas? No, I don't want to go to the bodega. It's just a gas station. It's not that great. Leave me alone. Let's hear from Daniel Jeremiah.
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, Caleb Farley. VTech, the corner, is a freak show. I mean, he's going to be 6'2", 200 plus, long, can really run, play the ball. You know, opted out this year, so you didn't see him. But I liked him. I thought Surtain's a really good player. I like Farley a little bit better. So that, to me, would be the one that I would, you know, keep an eye on is somebody in that range. I don't think that's too much of a reach. But, again, I think when you look at the collection of Parsons and Surtain and Farley, like, you can trade back. You're going to get one of those guys if that's the area that you want to go. But if you're stuck, you could do a lot worse than taking a big athletic corner.
So that was the answer to the question. Is there a player on defense worthy of taking with the number 4 overall pick? And it didn't really sound like he felt like there was. I mean, he said you could do that there, but you could really trade back, pick up some assets, and still get someone he sees as a similar type of talent a little bit later in the first round, which is kind of what Daniel Jeremiah said he thinks the Falcons are going to do. If they don't take a quarterback at number 4, move back, deal with a lot of the problems you have, and I agree totally.
I agree with the dude. I mean, if that's not where you want to go, it doesn't make any sense to reach, especially if you can get a player – still a high character guy who can come in and automatically start for you, and you can get some more of the assets so you can add to your football team. Mm-hmm. Because this is going to be the one way that you're going to have to add. If you're the Falcons and teams like the Falcons, you're going to have to add to draft. And like Adam Kaplan's saying, and we've been saying it, those mid-level free agents, that's what you're going to have to do. But you got to get some Luke first. The one thing you got to guarantee, and Andy, you made a great point, the only thing of value – not the only thing. The most valuable thing the Falcons have right now is that number 4 overall pick. Mm-hmm. And so,
because they can trade it.
Like, they can trade it.
Julio's valuable, but if you trade Julio, you have to eat some of his contract. Yeah. And whenever you're paying someone to not be here, that's not a good situation. Yeah. Like, even if it helps you in the long run and frees up some cap space this year, it's still not good to have to spend whatever it would be. Say you trade Julio and the team that you trade him with is willing to split the cap hit with you. You're still paying $10 million to not have a player here, which isn't good. And the more you do that, the more dead cap you're paying to not get any production from. Those are always the really bad teams. Like the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be in a tough spot the next couple of years because they're paying Carson Wentz $35 million simply
not
to not
be there.
That's not good, man. Someone's paying you not to be there. They really don't want you to be there.
They like, man, you need to go on somewhere, man.
And it's not like being a coach in the SEC where – you know, millionaire boosters could just sell some stock and get you out of there. It counts against the salary cap.
Like, yeah, man. Oh, so interest real quick, Buck. Looks like the Steelers got it worked out with Ben Roethlisberger. So he had a new contract for the 2021 season. And our old friend Desmond Trufant has been released, informed he'll be released by the Lions.
Oh, wow. Okay. I wonder if there's any information on the number. For Roethlisberger, how low did they get it? Does it say?
That's a great point.
Okay, that's, I mean, again, he was supposed to make or get $40 million against the cap this year. So, we've been talking about trying to get that in half.
So Matt Ryan has the highest cap now.
So now Matt Ryan, that's right, has the highest number against the cap in the entire NFL. Hopefully Terry Fontenot can get that down. Whatever he needs to do to get that number down, hopefully he can do it. All right, here's Brian Snitker. Very excitedly talking about Drew Smyly.
Yeah, I thought he looked good. I mean, the ball's coming out really good. There's some good off-speed stuff. And I think it's all of them, as I've said before, just get him through that first inning, you know, or that first outing. But it was good. I like what I saw.
Yeah, when we had Joe Patrick on in the 11 o'clock hour, I asked him, has there anybody that Snitker hasn't said looked good and has liked what he saw? And of course not. It's 5 days into spring training.
If all the four of us put our heads together, can we think of him being negative towards anybody? or saying anything like that was not
sounding? Yeah, like has he ever publicly said anything negative about any of his players?
He even defends that dude.
He loves Luke Jackson.
Yeah.
He keeps him on the team.
Yeah.
Now, that was maybe the most promising thing that if I'm Randy McMichael, I heard from Joe Patrick earlier today, was that with all the competition in the bullpen and as mediocre as Luke Jackson has been the last couple of years, maybe he won't even make the team and you won't have to worry about it.
Oh, hey, man, I don't ever want anybody to lose their job.
Oh, yeah, all right. That's
true. I don't ever want anybody to lose
their job. Well, somebody else will sign him.
But the thing about it is that's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I don't want that car. Man, yeah, I don't want him to be on this team. But I don't want him to lose his job. But in order for him not to be on the team, he has to lose his job.
I know. That's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Sword.
Well, because that's how I was feeling about Ender earlier today. Because not only
No. You feel sympathy for Ender. I don't feel no sympathy for this guy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a difference.
It is a difference. But here's the other thing. Because I was thinking about this. I was literally thinking about this laying in bed, which whatever. Say what you want to say about me. Advocating for Ender to not win the job to start the season is kind of almost advocating for Ender's career to be over. Because if he doesn't make this, is somebody going to sign him? He's not good anymore. I mean, somebody might, I guess. But by saying, I don't want Ender to be the starting center fielder, in fact, I don't even want Ender on the 25-man roster, it's basically saying I want Ender and Ciarte to have to retire.
Dude.
Which is tough.
He's gonna get them eight regardless.
He is gonna get $8 million no matter what. It'll actually be $9 million because in order for them to get rid of him, they have to buy out his contract for next year.
But my thing is like this. Are you gonna get that goes back to what we were talking about? Are you gonna give him that much, that kind of loot to sit at the bench?
I don't know. Maybe somebody'll trade for him. Like I think that's the best case scenario. Ender actually plays well in spring, and then you can trick a team into trading for him. Now, what are you gonna get for him? I don't know, but at least they'd pay his money. You wouldn't have to pay him. Yeah. All right.
I left one more thing out, man.
What is it?
Did you know that Greg Olsen signed a one-day contract?
With who?
Did Ashley tell you that?
No, she didn't mention
it. Oh, yeah, with the Panthers. Also, my brother, Thomas Davis, congratulations. He's doing the same thing, signing a one-day contract.
If she still had that Panthers Greg Olsen jersey,
it might be worth something.
She could celebrate by wearing it. But somehow it got lost when we moved into our new house. Still don't know how. I'll help her look for it later. Daniel Jeremiah joined us yesterday from the NFL Network. We'll let you hear about 6 minutes of that. Randy's Ramble coming up at 1:30. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Ice.
My bad.
Ice, baby.
My bad. Randy's Ramble, 8 minutes from right now. What do we need to know about Randy's Ramble again?
That eventually, sometime this weekend, somehow or another, me and Andy going to be up in Cosmopolitan. I found out where it was and everything, homie.
Okay. I can't wait to find out why and how and all that and who else is going to be there. We'll get to an AMA in 20 minutes as well. Any question, any topic, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, Twitter, wide open, at TBM929, at RandyMack81, at Wendy Radio. Phone lines as well, if you want to call in, 404-741-0929. We will answer your phone call and answer your question 20 minutes from now. Before we do that, though, Daniel Jeremiah was on with us yesterday, NFL draft analyst from NFL Network, and here's a good chunk of our conversation with him. So I'll just start there. What do you think the Falcons should do with that fourth overall pick?
I think there's two options. I think there is we want to get the next quarterback that we can sit and groom behind Matt Ryan, or we're going to get the heck out of there and get a King's ransom for somebody who does want a quarterback. I can't really imagine them sticking and picking at any other position there. When you just look at the overall makeup of the roster and look at some areas that they need to fortify, it kind of positions itself more for that decision. It's either quarterback or we're going to get out.
Who do you believe most in? I mean, obviously Trevor Lawrence isn't going to be there at number four.
Yeah.
So if it's the second quarterback on the list, who's the guy that you believe in most?
Well, I have it with Zach Wilson. This is the challenge. I was just on the phone with the general manager from another team this morning, and we were talking about this. And you know, the quality of competition that BYU played this year was just not good.
Right.
But when you watch him, you see all the tools. You see the throwing ability. And the way I kind of put it up was, man, I know he played great. The question is he a great player? And that's going to be the challenge. And there's holes on all these guys. They all have tremendous amount of ability when you look at the next group. For me, it's Wilson, it's Trey Lance, it's Justin Fields, all those guys together. They all have flaws, but they all have huge, huge upsides. So to me, I thought Zach Wilson played the best of the three. I understand completely about the competition level he was playing against, but I thought he threw the ball better than anybody else outside of Trevor Lawrence.
DJ, another position, and we know here the Falcons have holes, they need linemen, they need back. The running back position. Now, obviously, they're not going to take a running back at number four spot. Maybe not even in the top of the second round, but a couple guys in the back end, because I think because he's the most recent big time back that we saw, was running back out of Alabama. He's like, oh yeah, we got to get Najee. Well, yeah. Najee's not going to be there. Is it a possibility he's there at the top of the second? Him or Travis Etienne or somebody like that?
Yeah, I think there's a chance. I mean, we see running backs fall. So to me, I look at it, and I know we talk about Etienne and Najee, but Javonte Williams from North Carolina is a stud. I mean, he is a stud. I talked to somebody that's been around him and had been at Georgia and said the similarities between him and Nick Chubb, like not only as players but just as kind of people. Like this dude is wide. This is all ball. Like, you know, when you look at a team environment, how many times do you say the running back was the leader of our team? Like that's not typically – the case. I mean, they said this dude was the leader of the North Carolina football team. He was the alpha of the alphas, all business, all football. And then you put on the tape and he's 5'10", 220 pounds, and he can do everything. So, like, to me, if you're a Falcon fan and you want to get fired up and excited about somebody you could take outside the first round right there at the top of the second round, man, Javonte Williams, I would be stoked if you could pull that off.
Is that where you would have to go? I mean, he's top of the second round, not going to fall any later than that. If you want Javonte Williams, you have to take him right there.
Yeah, and I think we'll see once he comes through the pro day process. But at that, you know, 220 pounds, he ends up running in the 4.4s, which I think he probably will, to go along with the character and all that stuff that's just off the charts. I think he'll go early in the second round. He's my 32nd player right now on the last update that I did. And when I go through and you kind of look at these lists, you consult these lists every day, right? You're looking at them and you just go, man, like you asked me about the quarterbacks, and I go, oh, man, this is the way I have them. Like, do I sleep well at night feeling great about that order? Not so much. The running backs, when I look at that list and I just go, man, like if you told me the guy, I really believe in him and where you can get him. Javonte Williams to me is he's one of those guys where you sleep really well at night if that was your pick.
Let me ask you one quick thing about how that process goes, because I am interested in that with you. Is they're not playing any more football, right? Like it's not like they played a game last weekend and then they vault. Is it conversations with general managers? Is it conversations with scout? Is it more tape? Like how are these guys moving this time of year when they're not actually doing anything?
I'm glad you asked. It's a great question. And there are some times where you'll get some information, you know, like, look, you talk to somebody with the team and they say, yeah, no, this guy's, you know, we've had cocaine. We found out about cocaine issues and this guy's got all these other types. Okay. Well, I probably should drop him down a little bit then. That would impact that. But the way that it works, especially when you're a one man band, like I am in this situation, I've got to get through 400 players. So as I'm going through, I can't afford to watch five tapes on every guy. There's not enough time for me to get through everybody. So you go through and you watch what you can watch to move on, and you start with putting guys in buckets. So like a grade, a 62 grade, right? So I'll take a player, I'll watch him, boom, I put him in the 62s. I don't sort him amongst the other 62s from other positions until later. So then I'll go back. After I've done that and I say, okay, now that I've kind of trimmed the fat, so to speak, I've eliminated of these 400 players I've watched, I can say, okay, these are the bottom 200 guys. I don't need to really sort them. I need to sort the top 200. So then I'll say, okay, I've got these three, defensive tackles that I have the same grade on. Now I'm going to go back in and I'm going to watch just those three guys back to back to back, more tape on them. And that helps determine who moves up and who moves down.
DJ, with the fourth pick, if they don't move out, they don't take a quarterback, is there a defensive player worthy of that fourth pick? I know Micah Parsons. I don't know. You know more about him than I do. Is he a guy that can play off the ball, can be pass rush? Lil Pat Surtain and him at the first corner. Who's a defensive player that's worthy of the fourth pick if the Falcons decide to stay there?
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, Caleb Farley from VTech, the corner is a freak show. I mean, he's going to be 6'2", 200-plus, long, can really run, play the ball. You know, opted out this year, so you didn't see him. But I liked him. I thought Surtain's a really good player. I like Farley a little bit better. So that, to me, would be the one that I would, you know, keep an eye on is somebody in that range. I don't think that's too much of a reach. But, again, I think when you look at the collection of Parsons and Surtain and Farley, like you can trade back. You're going to get one of those guys if that's the area that you want to go. But if you're stuck, you could do a lot worse than taking a big athletic corner.
That was about 6 minutes from our interview with Daniel Jeremiah from yesterday. It was a 15-minute conversation if you want to check it out on the website, 929thegame.com, the Andy and Randy page. More draft info. I mean, that's a guy who's about as dialed in as anybody. Like you said, break it down 400 different guys.
That's a lot.
Bunch
of
tape. And yeah, sounds like fun. Sounds like a lot of work, but it sounds like fun. As the draft gets closer, we'll keep talking to more and more draft analysts to try to make sure we get as much info as we can about what the Falcons may do, not just at number four, but throughout the entire draft. All right, let's get to Randy's Ramble.
It's time for Randy's Ramble. When no one in the world, including his family and coworkers, know what the hell Randy is about to talk about. Anything from this.
Dang, banging, and Little Rock.
To this.
Hey, you got draws on?
To this.
Y'all know what I meant when I said girth.
Randy is saying it with his chest on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Chattanooga Whiskey 99 Rye, recently named by Whiskey Advocate as one of the top 20 whiskey picks of 2020 based on taste, quality, and value. Randy?
Thank you to my guys over at Chattanooga Whiskey, as always, for helping us out. All right, so since we had the Wendy's owner, we were talking about the different parties, and me and Andy could not realize who these new rap dudes are. All I knew the Babies and a Lil, and we filled it out. Andy, that just let me know something, that we are losing our cool cred, man. We're losing the street card, man. So me and you going to end up at Cosmopolitan this weekend to see Trick Daddy in Future. And here's how we're going to do it, bro. All right, what we're going to do is that I'm going to hook you up with the Randy McMichael. I look like a baller, but not like Kit, okay? So this is what you're going to do.
You got the baller starter kit?
Yes, for you. This is just for you, though, okay? This is for you.
All right, okay.
Yeah, so this is what we're going to do. Andy, you're going to come over to my house, okay? You're going to drive the element over. We're going to get it washed up and all. I'm riled up, the tires and all that good
stuff.
Great,
okay.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to start you off with one of the chains I got, okay, Andy? Now, this stuff is insured, okay? But you still got to be careful with it, okay, Andy? So I'm going to get you
like a prime chain-snatching candidate, don't I?
I'm going to get you. Yes, you do, actually. I'm going to get you the chain, all right? I'm going to let you hold one of the watches, okay? I'm going to let you hold the bracelet.
I got a watch already.
I'm going to let you hold a watch. Listen to me closer, Andy.
All right.
Okay? I look like a baller even though I'm not. Watch, okay?
Okay.
Kind of like, it ain't no damn Casio, no Timex, Andy.
I got an Apple Watch, but okay.
Anyways, so we're going back to this. Okay, so I saw a picture my son posted on his Instagram. I told you he loved Lil Uzi Vert. Lil Uzi Vert got on True Religion. Andy, I got 40 pair of True Religion jeans up there, so we got that. So we'll wear our True Religions, all
Andy,
right?
Andy, you're 6'5".
Man, just cuff them.
Okay. All right. I'll cuff them.
Just cuff them. Just cuff them. All right. And so then this is how we, okay? But the ultimate thing that we got to have, though, Andy, we got to have Big Jarvis in a black polo looking like our damn security. So we're going to go pick up Big Jarvis, because Big Jarvis don't drink. So we ain't got to waste money on an Uber, right?
Wait,
so
Big Jarvis drinks?
He ain't going to, but listen.
Okay. Sorry.
Thank you. Let me all have right, my thing. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So we're going to get Big Jarvis to drive. All right. The element. All right. You get in the front, I'll get in the back. All right. Okay. And we're going to ride over to Cosmo.
I had Jarvis in the element one time, man. Yeah, Jarvis Davis.
Because according to Miss Robbie, the Cosmopolitan Lounge is off of Glenwood Road, Decatur. So it ain't that far from here.
Sure. That's not that far.
All right. And so this is my plan to get us some street cred back. All right. Because you almost lost it all for us when you sat there and said that that swag and surf dance.
I said the swag surf dance.
The swag surf thing.
Yeah.
Andy, if that ain't the most Caucasian way to call that dance.
Randy.
What?
Have you seen me? Like
Andy, but you.
Have you forgotten what I look like all this time apart?
I know what you look like, but you ain't all. You know what I'm saying, dog? We got, like. And then we got to take you
over. I'm white.
I know, Andy. All right. But on the way to Cosmo, we got to stop by the barbershop, get your hair cut again by Jarvis's partner. All right. This is how we going to do this thing, man, this weekend. Right. So, Cosmo, if y'all see, y'all look out for us, all right? Y'all look out for us, okay?
What are you going to wear?
Don't worry about me. I don't need a starter kit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't need a starter kit. I know what it's like to do that, all right? And it's a different type of walk you got to have with you.
I have never been to anything like that before. Like, obviously, I was talking about it earlier. I was like, why would you pay money to go hang out with? And then someone was like, the reason you go there is because of all the beautiful women that go to be around Future or whoever else is there. That didn't even register with me.
That's okay, though, man.
Why would I want to pay $100 to go hang out with Future?
Because the women going to be there, Andy.
Yeah. Here's the thing about me, though.
But see, this is our advantage, though, Andy. This is the advantage. We ain't looking for women.
We aren't.
We ain't looking
for
women.
We're just looking for a good time.
That's it, dog. So we can go have a good time. Because you know what? How cool cats are looking for women. They stand on the wall the whole time looking at each other.
Yeah.
We ain't going to be doing that. We're going to be out the dance floor boogieing.
Okay, good.
Doing
the swag surf.
Doing the swag surf dance.
Okay, good. As long as we're swag surfing, then I'm all for
dog,
it.
That sounds good.
I'm into it. Let's do it. That sounds like a good time. Plus, your friend's a Trick Daddy, and I've always wanted to meet him.
Let's go.
So that'd be cool. I'll tell him that I used to have I'm a Thug as my ringtone and see how he reacts.
Let's do it.
All right.
So we'll cut you down?
Yeah. Yes. Sure.
You don't sound confident, man.
Yeah, we'll do that. That sounds really good. We'll come back and get you an AMA. Any question, any topic. The phone lines are open if you want to call us. 404-741-0929. Try not to snitch on anybody today if we can help it. Twitter, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We'll be right back.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Check it out.
The home for Atlanta sports on the weekend.
The whole weekend. Radio on the weekend.
In the weekend.
Atlanta sports doesn't stop for the weekend, and neither do we. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA, to wrap the show up every single day. AMA stands for Ask Me Anything, and that means me, Randy, Wendy, Brian, any of us. Randy, everybody made the same joke on Twitter. Everybody got the meme or the gif of Malibu's Most Wanted, Jamie Kennedy, when he was dressed up with the visor sideways and all the chains. And I got to say, like, that person right there, that person that he portrayed in that movie, is, like, exactly who I've always not wanted to be like. Like, I've gone out of my way to try not to be like, you know, I grew up with a lot of people that went that direction and decided that they were, all right, so I'm going to do this. I really always wanted to try hard not to be that person, but I guess this weekend, I'm going
we're
the other way.
We're bringing it back out, man. Yeah, we're bringing it back out. It's all good, man. It's all good, dog. We got. I got you, man. I got you.
Cuffed up True Religion. God, that's funny. All right, we got some phone calls, and then we'll get to some social media questions. Will is in Atlanta. Hey, Will.
Hey, Will. What up, man?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Doing great. Good, bro.
I'm coming out to Cosmo just to see Andy.
Maybe they can put me on the flyer. I'll be a part of the attraction.
Look, man, I that's cool. I've been here for 2.5 years now, and I haven't been too many places, but this is giving me inspiration to come out and shake my cell phone with Andy.
Let's do it.
So, I look forward to seeing y'all, man. I'm going to look for the Hyundai Elantra when I get there.
close enough.
My dog. Appreciate it, man.
Honda Element. Similar to a Hyundai Elantra, but Honda Element. Birdman is in Norcross. What's up, Birdman?
What's happening, fellas?
Hi, what's going on, man?
So, which situation would y'all consider the worst? If you had to be a part of a wedding that took place in a church that smelled like old mold and wet feet, or if you had to ride a martyr bus that somebody just puked on all the way from Midtown going up to Alpharetta, which one's worse?
Damn, Birdman.
So what do you hate more, the moldy foot smell or puke smell?
I hate throw up smell. I can't stand that smell. And I think we all have been in, if we're from the South, everybody would have been in one of them churches that smell oldies and smell like some wet feet.
Yeah, or just old, the old mildew smell pretty much smells that, like, you know, a lot of places I've been to. So
hey, dog, mildew and white diamond smell. I mean, I'm used to it, dog.
Plus, if you're in a church, I mean, there's going to be some white diamond in there anyway.
Yeah, mildew and white diamond.
Plus, it's a wedding. So, you know, you could suck it up and still enjoy the beautiful moment. You're on a MARTA bus, which, you know, is okay. It's not like the end of the world, but it's not like the greatest place to be. And it smells like puke anyway.
Yeah, man. That doesn't stand that smell.
Oh. Did it ever happen to you in elementary school where a kid would get sick on the bus and then the bus driver just had that bag of sawdust?
Oh, and dude, it would toss it on it?
Yeah, remember, it would clean it right up.
Yeah, I remember, what was that guy? Brian, his name was Brian, matter of fact. And, like, yeah, Brian would always throw up on the bus, though. I think Brian would get motion sick and would always be throwing up on the bus. Gosh. So we had to act like the bus driver actually had to put him in the front where the trash can was. Because Andy, it seemed like Brian was throwing up once a week.
Damn.
Yeah, Brian would always
Brian
always
okay? Like,
he
what was
always
happening?
Throwing, he was always throwing up on the bus.
Yeah, that was the worst. That throw up on the buses, and then like when they go up a hill and it like the juice rolls backwards and everybody has to pick their feet up.
We don't need to get it all that intense with it, Andy.
Yep, good point. BJ is in Jonesboro. Hey, BJ.
What up, man?
Andy, Randy, what's up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
Somebody tell Birdman we do happy hour on Friday, man. What kind of question is that? But hey, I had a question for Randy about G-Day, man. Have you ever been to G-Day as a fan after you were a player? And can you think of any situations where maybe a walk-on guy embarrassed a five-star guy?
Oh, man. I told you. I remember in a lot of our listeners who was around when I was in Georgia and all that, Johnny Brown. Johnny Brown was the funnest dude because Johnny Brown, he went to Morrow High School, all right? And Johnny, no lie, Andy, Johnny was about 5'5", right? Mm-hmm. Played running back. And we all loved Johnny. And Johnny's dad owned Arrowhead like chiropractic clinics. He owned all of them. So Johnny rich. Johnny had the damn Maroon Act legend with gold rims. That's how rich Johnny was. Wow. Johnny was ahead of his time. Well, I'm telling you. Anyway, so Johnny, I'm serious, dog. Every time we were scrimmage or whatever, Johnny would always break a long run. Never fails. Every G-Day game, I played in four of them. Mm-hmm. Johnny Brown would get in the fourth quarter and break a long run every single time for like 50 yards, and the crowd would go freaking crazy.
That's awesome.
Little Johnny Brown, we could not wait for little Johnny Brown to get in the game. Could everybody just stand up, hand off to Johnny Brown? Johnny would like slip out the back door on the counter, Andy, take it 50 yards, but he ain't had that breakaway speed, so they had to come get him. But yeah, Johnny one of the best people, man.
Have you been to one as a fan?
Yeah, I've been a couple of them.
Well, you've been in Athens on G-Day.
Yeah, I've been to Athens on G-Day. The game? Well, it ain't always been like this that I don't go to games, Andy.
Okay, because I've been in Athens with you on G-Day before. Yeah, and I don't think either one of us ever made it out of Grindhouse because drinks are free.
I've been to, since I left Georgia?
Uh-huh.
I've been to maybe two of them.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been to two of them.
G-Day's fun. It's cool. It's such a great day. Everyone's partying on campus.
Maybe three. Two or three.
We're up there at Grindhouse, different Johnny. Also ahead of his time, drinking for free, hanging out, doing shows. And then we go down to the stadium, watch the game. People are tailgating. It's great. That sucks that we can't do that this year. I know we're still going to have G-Day coverage. We were just talking about that this morning on our Zoom call. But maybe the year after, we'll be able to get back out there and do some live stuff. All right, let's get to Wendy and get to some social media questions.
Let's go with this one. Is it safe to say that if Andy gets lined up and faded, we could call him Andy Chains Bunker, cuff them 6'5"s, play a...
Chains. No, I already told you. My rap name is Well Read Bunk. Like Rich Homie Quan, but yeah, like a description of who I am as a person.
And I'm Fence Post.
Fence Post. So now we have an R&B group.
Yes.
Right? Harry and Lean.
Harry and Lean, yeah.
And we got a rap group, too.
Lamp Post.
Harry and Lean featuring Lamp Post.
Yeah, there it is.
There it is. Oh, all right.
Man. Yeah.
Is there any alcohol that you've been scarred from drinking ever again?
Hennessy.
Really? You can't even smell it? Is it like
Hennessy,
that for
Hennessy,
you?
Hennessy and Patron. I'll drink Hennessy before I ever drink Patron again.
Marshawn Lynch, speaking of those two drinks, likes to mix them together, and he calls it Patrenacy, which is unbelievable.
Yeah, man, that hen dog did me wrong. Had me sleeping in the closet. But that Patron just... smell of it.
I don't have anything like that right now. There was a time when Carlo Rossi, Ryan, I got so sick on it I couldn't smell it anymore. But I just loved Rossi so much I went back to it. I fought my way back into the good graces of Carlo Rossi. No, there isn't anything like that for me right now. There's stuff that I don't like. I don't like rum that much, but it's not because I had a bad experience with it.
Right.
What's a name where a girl usually has yams? Or another way to put it, what's a yammy name?
Patrice.
Oh, Keisha.
Wait, what? Well, y'all have one ready to go eat. Yeah.
I said, Randy said Keisha. I said Patrice.
Yeah, Patrice, a yammy name, dog.
I mean, Sheila. We talked about Sheila a couple weeks ago. Maybe that's just my experience with one very specific Sheila.
Judy.
Okay. There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of them. Yeah. Judy. Yeah.
Judy. What's a not yammy name? Like, what's your name if you definitely don't have any yams?
Alice.
That's one of those names. Do you know any baby Alices?
No, yeah. I haven't met an Alice in a long time.
I don't think I ever met an Alice before.
Alice. And I went to high school with a girl named Alice. I'll be honest with you, Randy. Yammy.
Yeah, there we go.
Not yammy. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, takeaways of the day every single day to wrap the show up. There's so many to choose from today. We'll start with Wendy.
So many. Well, but I'll do this one. It's Tory Lanez, not Tory Lanez.
There you go. We learned that today.
Yes, we
Randy?
Did.
Hey, watch this Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll thing, man. That's all I'm going to say. Watch that. Watch. Just keep an eye on it. Okay. Oh, my boy JV said Sheila.
Oh, yeah.
Sheila, yeah.
Sheila, for
thick,
sure.
Thick Sheila. I learned some jokes. I just learned some Joe Patrick Day. Ender Inciarte. He's a joy killer.
Yeah, he is. Killing our joy. Enjoy Christian Pache. I learned Johnny Brown was ahead of his time.
Yeah, man.
Today.
Johnny Brown, man.
I also learned Randy has that anticipation factor about him. We learned that in the 10 o'clock hour. He's anticipatory. He is. Brian?
Don't sleep on the Sabrinas out there. That's a yammy name for you.
Sabrina's a yammy name.
Andy is soft when it comes to Ender Inciarte now, and Joe P. gave Ender a new nickname that he slid in there, the Joy Killer. Mm-hmm. Like that one a lot. Randy will be giving Andy the baller starting kit this weekend. Be looking for that at Cosmo. And in one way or another, we all like tight ends.
Yes, we do.
True, yes.
Speaking of Sheila. All right, we'll be back tomorrow on a happy hour Friday at 10 a.m. We'd love it if you'd be with us. Have a great rest of your Thursday.
Watch out now!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.